This morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So said Jesus. Abundant life. We know that when we surrender to the idea that our Lord is with us, we can say, life is better with you. Life is better with you, Lord. And we look forward in these next few weeks to explore what it means for us to know that life is better with God. Living into our faith, living into our lives, living into this world is all about awakening Jesus Christ, our Lord, into our lives. And in the understanding of what abundant is and what abundant is not. Abundance. Abundant life. I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to anticipate these next few weeks as we look at abundant life and the ways in which our lives are enhanced by our Lord God. Today, we begin this adventure of life is better with you. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that part of the focus on life has to do with It's a Wonderful Life coming our way. It's going to be a production by the Sunrise Players. In a moment, I'll have a little video about that. It's a wonderful life, abundant life. Today, we are looking at the word life in the New Testament. In Greek, in the New Testament, there are three words that are all translated life. One is bios, the other is psyche, and the final is zoe. Bios is our focus today. It's a Greek word that refers to the life of the physical body and is where we hear the root word biology. Psyche is the Greek word referring to psychological life of the human soul, that is mind and emotion and will. It's where we get the word psychology. And finally, zoe. The Greek word refers to the uncreated, eternal life of God, the divine life uniquely possessed by God. Spoiler alert, all this culminates to the word zoe for life. And as we adventure into these weeks, the word zoe is wrapped up in life that is rich in God. But today, we're going to focus on the word bios. In Luke chapter 8, verse 14, it reads in the story, a parable Jesus tells of the parable of the sower. The sower went out to sow and threw seeds in a variety of places. And then an explanation of those seeds. One is this: "As for the seeds that fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature." Luke also uses the word bios as Jesus is speaking in Luke 21, verse 4. "Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. Jesus said, 'Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on.'" humbling words as we listen to Jesus talk about abundance and how it is we are generous before God. The widow's mite, we've heard that tale often. Later in the New Testament, in the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we know what love is because Jesus Christ gave his life for us, so we should give our lives for our brothers and sisters. Suppose someone sees a brother or sister in need and is able to help them. If he doesn't take pity on them, how can the love of God be in him? This letter of John speaks of how if we are not paying attention to those around us with the things of this world, we're denying the love of God in the world. So living into our faith, living into our lives, living in this world is all about awakening Jesus Christ our Lord and understanding abundance and what abundance is not. I know you're already thinking about that. In these next few weeks, we're getting ready for November 15th through the 18th, It's a Wonderful Life. And in an old-fashioned theater, you might remember a trailer. And hopefully it'll resemble what we're about to watch.
Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
Let them alone. I wish I was up there with them.
This is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want?
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
I wish I had $1 million.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I need help.
At exactly 10:45 p.m. Earth time, that man will be thinking seriously of throwing away God's greatest gift.
I don't want any plastic, I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do.
It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. You know, it takes a world that's black and white to be a wonderful world. Hollywood is not the place where we discover it's a wonderful life. It is in the words of Jesus Christ. But I hope you're considering in your own thoughts and minds right now, what makes life wonderful? How is it that life is abundant? And how is it that life is not abundant? And I pray that you're searching in your own spirit and your own thoughts about how you are interacting with this statement of Jesus. I came that you might have life abundantly. As we encounter in our own walks of life, we are awakening our own sense of how precious our bodies are, how precious the things around us are. And we know that out of that abundance, we are blessed. And sometimes there are moments when we discover that life gets a little harder than other times. And it feels like it's related to abundance. The abundance of good health. The abundance of nice things. The abundance that keeps us from fretting and stewing over the basic elements of life, and that is where we will sleep and where we will eat on any given day. Into that abundance, we listen for mentors through the ages. One such mentor is G.K. Chesterton. Years ago, a preacher in England, there are two ways to get enough. One is to accumulate more and more. The other is to desire less. There's some wisdom in that. Desiring less rather than accumulating more and more. Some will know more of this story than I do. But during World War II, Eddie Rickenbacker, at the time, America's most famous Army aviator in World War I, had been appointed special consultant to the Secretary of War, Henry L. Stimson. It was Rickenbacker's task to inspect the various theaters of war in World War II. And during one tour in 1942, Rickenbacker and seven companions made a forced landing in the Pacific Ocean. There, they experienced 24 terrifying days drifting in a lifeboat until they were rescued by a Navy plane. After his recovery from the ordeal, Rickenbacker said, "Let the moment come when nothing is left but life, and you will find that you do not hesitate over the fate of material possessions." Somehow Rickenbacker understood that at such a time one is concerned about the fate of something more precious than material things and the abundance of accumulation. But instead, life itself. This past week, I have to pause for a moment. I'm aware that Pastor Matt prayed for the Tree of Life congregation, the synagogue in Pittsburgh. And we know there were 11 deaths. There are others wounded. And we're all traumatized. I pray that abundant life is not about violent hate crimes, about somehow blaming others for what we have or don't have, and a way in which we need to eliminate. I just pray that abundant life has nothing to do with such a moment. We listen for ways of hope into that abyss of a violent act. On the lighter side, this last week, there was a Mega Millions lotto drawing. Maybe a few purchased a lotto ticket. The odds of winning were 1 in 302 million. It's not very good odds. 1.5 billion dollars. $1.5 billion. I didn't buy a ticket for that Mega Millions. I bought a Mega Million ticket for the one before. Did I just confess that in church? I did. And I'm embarrassed. And I'm sad that I got wrapped up into the hype that first time. And I don't know about you, when you hear about millions of dollars being available, oh, just buy one little ticket, you may win. My mind started to race. I thought my pledge cart might look different. And the debt at sunrise would not be. And our kids would have trust funds. And. Seduced into the ways of all that that could mean. And I realized somehow, in the midst of wanting to think of ways that God could be magic, and should I put my lotto card in my Bible that I read? And if I selected the right verse, would my odds get better? No. Life's better with you, God. It is. Life's better with you. But how easy it is to be seduced by the things of the world. How easy it is to let go and think that abundance is measurable and that abundance is made up of the things that we wish, dream, hope for. It's a wonderful life without. We hear it all the time. We see it often, but we are seduced time and time again by the ways in which one more thing, if only this. Lord, there are stipulations in the ways in which we live in your life and in your abundance and in your presence with us. Forgive us when we do the wrong thing. And grant us abundant life and peace in the things that make a real difference. We return to the scripture in John 10:10. It's introduced by Jesus speaking of the shepherd's gate and tending to the sheep. The final verse of the passage about I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We are blessed to know that our Lord and our God reaches for us every single day into the chaos of our lives and our human frailty in any given moment. I'm praying that we at Sunrise will awaken to the understanding that abundant life happens when we look into the eyes of those around us, when we see in the face of others the face of Christ, and especially not our friends and our loved ones, but perhaps the stranger, the ones we're frightened of. Let's look for the face of Christ in this world that looks at us. Let it be so as we listen to the echo of Jesus' words. I came that you may have life and life abundantly. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.